Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is a Sports Radio 740 podcast on SportsRadio740.com.
Hey, how's it going, John Barry?
Good.
I thought Alabama had no chance against Virginia Tech.
They didn't?
You know, when they were down at halftime and, you know, they were shooting 60%, something like that, I thought, how are they shooting 60% and losing in this game? I'm with you at halftime. I definitely thought Virginia Tech was well on their way, Jeff.
How could you think that, Barry, and that Alabama's best player probably had the worst half of the season of this so far?
Well, didn't you just say that you didn't think Alabama had a chance, Jeff? And then I said, I didn't either. And you said, how can you say that? Is that how this conversation went?
No, I never said, no, that's not what. You said earlier this week, Alabama has no chance against Virginia Tech.
Me?
And
you didn't hear that from me. I've been saying all week that I didn't have a strong feeling about this game. You began the phone call by saying that you didn't think Alabama had a chance against Virginia Tech.
That's what
you said, and then I just agreed with you, and then you asked me how I could think that.
No.
Yeah?
What I was saying was being rhetorical about what you said, Barry.
I had never said I thought there's no way Alabama wins against Virginia Tech.
The whole game was?
What?
John Petty.
Yes.
I agree.
He hit six threes?
When Colin Sexton and John Petty work together and actually try to do something logical, it's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Yeah, that last three-pointer that he hit, the one that sealed the deal, late in the shot clock, late in the game, Petty got the ball, and he waved – I mean, I'm sorry, Sexton got the ball, and he waved Petty back. Petty was cutting inside, and Sexton said, no, get on the outside. So Sexton drove in, drew the defender, kicked it back. Petty was wide open, hit the three, and there's your ball game. I think you're exactly right about that.
You know, for the record, Jeff
– that didn't happen once. That happened multiple times during the game.
No doubt.
Yes, well, you're correct on that. You know, Jeff, you just for the record, I don't know if you maybe got our voices mixed up. That'd be very difficult to do. but, you know, I was the one all week saying Bama will not win the game. They will not beat Virginia Tech.
I was unsure.
I couldn't remember what Fanny Pack TCU Doug said.
I can't either.
What do you think about a matchup against Villanova, Jeff? How confident are you there?
Well, you ain't going to like what I'm going to have to say, but I'll go ahead and say it.
Say
anyway.
Yeah, okay. Good.
The first five, Villanova's probably a lot better than Alabama. But if it comes down to bench play and depth, I think Alabama's got a little bit more depth than what Villanova has.
Wow.
Well, you're right about that. I don't like what you got to say. I don't think you're right. Alabama has more depth than Villanova.
There is a stat.
Alabama's willing to play less experienced players and put them out there on the court and tell them to go at it. Villanova's really – their coach, his style is really not about that. He's going to try to keep the most experienced players out there on the court.
I had a coach like that one time, too.
And they're really experienced, and they're really talented, and they're really good, and they
but they've lost some this year. I mean, they've lost a lot. They've lost some. The thing Alabama's got to do is
they're 30-4.
Stop turning the ball over. They turned the ball over way too much on easy stuff last night.
Yeah, I'll agree with you there, Jeff. They have got to stop turning the ball over.
Some of them were dumb.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, like we've seen that already this year so many times. So many turnovers are like, what are you doing, man?
And it's not just throwing the ball away. It's like doing ticky-tack fouls and charges and stuff like that out of control.
Can't stand ticky-tack fouls. Nothing drives me crazy more than basketball.
Villanova played 14 players yesterday. Appreciate the phone call, Jeff. Thank you.
You know, one that
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.